39. For the record, members in attendance are Representatives Springer, Cotton, Herman, Pierce, and Hoffman. Today we'll be holding a work session on aquaculture, not necessarily on House Bill 108 or on the moratorium bill. The moratorium bill is not before us at this time. For the record, I'd like to also know the presence of Representative Davidson. I think, first of all, I'd like to, you know, apologize to the public for not hearing all the testimony. I would like to get all the testimony on record at some point in time, and it looks like we may be running out of time here, so I'm sure we'll carry that over into the interim. For the record, I'd like to also know the presence of Representative Sun. What I'd like, you know, for the staff and the committee to do is a bibliography of all the information that's before us, and we can send that out to the public, and we can have that before the committee. In the March issue of the Legislative Information Office's report, they said the most requested information was the aquaculture information. So you see that, so that indicates that there is quite an interest out there on the issue, and you've heard all the public testimony and how the interest is there. And I think what all sides are saying is that there needs to be further work on this issue. And what I see going on around here is that, you know, I mentioned first that what the issue was doing was polarizing the fishermen against different groups and things like that. And I don't think I've seen that polarization get any better, so we really need to do further work on this. The public education question is still in my mind, and I don't know who's going to pay for that with the way the budget is around here. You know, I'm sure we'll be fighting the administration saying, hey, you do it, and things like that. So I think we owe that to the commercial fishermen. And the working group that I see during the interim would be made up of the legislature, administration, fishing groups, the Mariculture Association, associations or whatever, environmental groups, the processors. And then I think we need some checks and balances on those people, just to have a few lay people or common sense people to say, hey, this won't work or that won't work. And I think what we'll have to do is set all these people down, and they'll have to agree to disagree and have a goal in mind where they think they can get or where they can get. And I'd like to see a lot of this, you know, done right. There's this kind of momentum or movement of, you know, we have to get into it right now. You know, Alaska has to get into it a year, 2 years, whatever. It seems like what we have to start thinking about is doing it right. You know, in the Bering Sea, we have a depleted crab stock, and then we have like really shaky herring stocks now. And people might think this is a pitch for aquaculture, but I'm trying to make a different point here. And then, you know, we don't even have a full utilization of our pink salmon stocks. And then I don't think we do enough for economic development with our small boat fishermen. So, and then our bottom fisheries, you know, we have just a huge billion-dollar industry in the bottom fishing. And, you know, how long is that going to last? Do we know enough information on that? So I think we have to do this aquaculture thing right. I don't think there's a rush to do it, and I'd like to see it done right, and I'm going to follow it, you know, till we get something resolved here. And I think what I'd like to do is just ask the different committee members, you know, some of what their questions would be. You know, what some of the maybe just overall issues are. I don't want to get too much into the controversial, you know, battles of either the moratorium or separating shellfish and that kind of stuff, but just generally what you see going on during the interim. And that, you know, maybe today, if you don't get all the information out on the table, you can write a memo to the committee. And then who you want to work on all this. You know, I've put forth my ideas, and you probably have more there. I think that's all I have, so I'll just probably go around. Oh, do you want to talk to me?
Sure.
I you just want to join us, or you have testimony?
Whichever you prefer. I do have a statement I wanted to get into the record, but...
Okay, yeah, just come on up, and then I'll go around the committee members, and then...
Okay, is there anyone expected not to join the committee?
Schultz? Oh, okay. You have to leave too, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to you two, and then...
Well, I have a couple of questions. First of all, I'm really interested in finding out what Johnny's interest is in the interim, because he's put as much work as most people have into this, aside from the people that sat through all the hearings on the Resources Committee. That's one thing that hopefully that's going to be part of the education process, and hopefully many of these questions can be aired out and so forth. The other question that I have that still remains in my mind is what might happen during the interim without legislative action? Is the administration likely to begin issuing permits to transport fish, or is there another way that pinnated salmon could be a reality this summer without legislative action? I guess I've never really had a definitive answer from the administration, and I'm pretty anxious to hear a straight statement on that.
Well, Madam Chairman, if I could respond to that, and I do have a statement in a moment that I'd like to get into the record as we close out this year's discussions on, or this session's discussions on the issue. I've been concerned about that same question, Representative Cotton, and the administration answer from the departments I've asked the question of is that we don't know. It's the Department of Law's position that the question of whether the state can issue the permits for transfer of eggs or smolt is a question to be left to the Board of Fish. They won't be meeting again until fall. This item is not on their agenda. It could be. And that's pretty much all the Department of Law, all the direction they will give to the departments. Is this, the transfer question is an issue for the Board of Fish to decide. If the Board of Fish were to decide that question this fall, I expect there would be legal action by whichever party felt aggrieved in that process. Either the people who are interested in moving forward with aquaculture operations or the existing fishing interests. I'm sorry, that's the best answer that I can get out of this administration.
Do you think that they'd be responsive to legislative direction through a resolution or something like that?
I would hope the administration would be responsive to what the legislature would have to say on this issue. I know there are several things floating around in terms of possible action. I know that this committee has filed a bill that will be before you all in hearing next week, next Friday, in fact, a week from today. There are other initiatives moving forward in terms of interim working group, and those are some of the things I wanted to discuss today.
It's getting a little late, but you know, one possibility would be to pass a resolution defining a working group, and at the same time suggesting that no radical changes to the way business has been done in the past take place until the legislatures have a chance to meet again in session.
That's one approach that might calm the waters and allow us the vehicles to address a number of the issues that have come up in public testimony. And Madam Chairman, I just wanted to say thank you to you and to the members of the committee for the time you all put in the public hearings. I know we could have gone on and taken more, but I really appreciated the time you allowed in your busy schedule to do that. I intend to continue working on this issue over the interim, and I'm hoping that there will be, that we can come to some sort of agreement on an interim working group, people who you know, are willing to work together on a number of the, between 8 or 10 major resource issues that were raised in the public testimony. I know a number of those were issues that I think can readily be addressed. There's some more fundamental questions, philosophical questions that we can wrestle with over the interim. But I'd be looking forward to a group of people who can, you know, are committed to trying to work up something, work on those issues that have been identified. I mean, you and I have discussed the possibility of a letter of finding or a committee report or something that would lay out those issues. Some sort of mandate for an interim working group, some sort of parameters for their discussion. So that's a possibility.
Okay. Are you
Yes.
Yeah, I have the same concern about the fact that inactivity during the interim would do. It's a big man, but I've got two other areas of concern. One of them is, I think the process, how to develop allocation of sites is going to be a very important and controversial issue, how that is ultimately going to come out. And not disregarding philosophy about mariculture, I think it would be completely foolish from a policy standpoint to ignore it and say it's something that's not there because it is there. But the processes for site allocations and the permitting, I think, is something that needs to be addressed in really a lot of detail. And the third thing is, I think we need to really look what the worldwide market trends are and what is happening in other countries in regards to markets, because if we're just focusing on what we're doing here, well, that's one thing. But if we finally solve that, and in the meantime the markets are gobbled up by Norway or England or Russia or something like that, that's something I think that needs to be pulled in a comprehensive way to look what marketing strategies would be feasible together with that. And I think ASME is doing some of that now. But to have that tie to government.
Thank you.
No question.
You don't have any ideas about what you're doing with the mayor? I better not.
Pass the bill out.
He's got to
get it moving.
Which one?
Get it moving. 108.
Let's send the David.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we do need a lot more information, and I concur certainly with the remarks of my previous colleagues and their concerns, particularly the marking aspect, the permitting process, site allocation. And I think we have to deal in that regard with the preempting or the displacement issue. There is no question but that a salmon feedlot is going to be more of an impact, I think, on the environment and the way that it affects other fishing activities than we are prepared to understand at this point. I would also thank the Alaska Mariculture Association for the list that I requested. I think that many of those issues are certainly the ones that I have concerns about. And another issue is I would still like to see those projects presently in place go forth, and if we can adopt some kind of assistance through the legal process to ensure that they will continue, because I think that the track record that they will be able to provide us with as we get closer to resolving this issue, I think that their information base and data will be important in formulating or fashioning a common course of action. So I think that the interim group should in fact also be looking at site-specific areas where we can go in with the monitoring devices and expertise necessary to understand what happens as pin-reared salmon becomes a reality. But if we don't have the information of the site before it happens, then it seems like it's going to be difficult to really know whether, in fact, what kind of impact it's going to have. The larvae floating around, for example, in a bay that comes from the crab, will the even the shellfish operation impact whether or not this continues to be a crab breeding area. So there are lots of environmental concerns that I'm especially interested in, and along with the preempting or the displacement issue and the marketing down the line, is there going to be market share for us, and how competitive can we be with our transportation and geographic problems, and then also, of course, the protection of what we have, the wild stock salmon. And I think also that we should be looking at some way, if necessary, to separate the issues of shellfish and aquatic plants until such time as we know a lot more about Inward salmon in Alaska. Those are my concerns.
Were you mentioning something about pilot projects, or did I cut?
Yes. Well, the thing I had particularly in mind was the Japanese cooperative project with the Port Lions Native Corporation in Kano on Kodiak Island. I think that they have established a track record. They have a project that I think will be economically viable. And with the careful approach they're taking, I think that we will have the kinds of environmental knowledge and safeguards that are necessary to go forth. And I don't want to hold up projects like that. But I think that we do need more information before we can give a carte blanche type of permit system, and then with all of the other conflicts that need resolving as the permit process opens up.
Well, Madam Chairman, I guess if my suggestion and how to approach this now is, I think you need to get a moratorium bill out, and I think it ought to be for some time certain, and there ought to be a working group established to work through the interim. But the philosophy of a moratorium in itself means a pause in time until you plan how to get to the next juncture. So that means getting something done, and I think we ought to come out with a committee report to outline those tasks. And I've written a memo, and I think I've provided it to your staff anyway. But I think I would break it down into four, maybe five overall categories, and that's land and water use, site selection, disease and genetics, economics and marketing, government, interaction of government. And you can either put another classification of environment up there, or you can just say environmental concerns run through all of those other areas. And I would get something working in each of those areas to come back and say, you know, either it can be done or it can't be done. And here are the problems, and here's the stuff everybody agrees on, and here's where the conflicts are, and put it back on the table next year and get it decided. I think the inaction of holding this uncertainty out there is one of the bigger problems that we have for everybody. And a lot of economic wasted resources go into to the inaction aspect of it. And if we got to probably deal with whether it's on all aspects, or if we're going to split fin fish from shellfish out and work on that. But a lot of people are going to waste a lot of economic resources and a lot of time unless this body makes a decision, either up or down. But let's get it decided, and let's get the information, and let's get it this next year so we can get this over with. I'll refine. I've just drafted out it. I haven't passed it out for the public, but I have a draft report kind of circulating around for some review, and I'll get that to you in the next week. And perhaps if you want to get on with it, maybe you ought to appoint a subcommittee of this committee here to draft that a proposed committee report to bring back in next week, so that the committee can get a chance to do something. I think we're down to the last 10 days here. We better adopt it or not.
What do you see the makeup of the working group to be?
Well, I think it ought to be legislative. I think the issue's in the legislature, and that ought to involve legislators.
As part of the group?
Yeah, I think, who is it? There's industry, there's government, and there's a bureaucracy and the legislators. And the issue is going to be decided here, so it all involves legislators telling the industry to go out and argue about it, or telling the bureaucracy to go out and argue about it. Just brings us right back here in the same fight we're in right now. Might as well get some of us involved in it.
Yeah, what I'd like to see us involved in is maybe I could appoint different people to like marketing information, or the Tidelands lease, and just people with different expertise on that.
Well, I think it ought to be a relatively small working group to meet. I think having a group of 30 or 40 people to meet once a month is not going to accomplish anything. I think you need to have a group of 5 or 10 people to kind of direct this traffic, and then get everybody else involved in the various aspects of it.
Yeah. It's got to be something that everybody's comfortable with, or else it's not going to work. or to, you know, people are saying, I'm not going to listen to that group, you know, I'm not a part of it. We have to sit down at the table and say, you know, we're going to agree or agree to disagree or whatever, but stay at the table. Representative, are you done?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine.
Representative Pierce.
Madam Chairman, the thing about compromise is that no one ever ends up totally happy, and I think that John's right. The issue is in the legislature. We're going to have to deal with it, and we're going to have to deal with the fact that some group, and probably all groups, are never going to be totally thrilled with what we end up doing. But we do have to deal with the issue. We can't just push it under the table and wish it would go away, because it won't go away. We probably do need, and we've got an industry which may or may not be able to provide a more broad economic base for the state. I think we all agree that we desperately need that. We need to figure out whether or not this is the direction to go, and then we need to head in whatever direction we decide. But the time is now, and the time is here. I think that my main concerns are over the permitting and over the choices that are going to have to be made, and how do we do those in an equitable way and also in an environmentally sound way. I think that the group that's put together to work during the interim needs to be as small as possible, as far as the group that are banging on each other to make the decisions, and they can bring in the people to give them the expertise. But if we don't force people to sit down at the table and come to some decisions, we will just continue with everybody shooting at each other, and no decisions will ever be made. And I think that that's a real bad direction for the state to be heading, and it's not a good signal for us.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chairman. I just have a few comments here on, you know, whether we in the next 10 days can agree on a working group to address the issues that have been brought up. I really hope we can do that. I would argue for a group of limited size that really would be a working group, would actually accomplish something and address the issues that the committee could, that I know I've identified the 8 or 10 issues that came up most frequently in the public hearings, and John grouped those under broader categories. I think what I'm trying to say is I'd like to avoid what the last mariculture working group, some of the problems associated with that, having a larger group that really didn't resolve much of anything. Just frankly, I'm going to continue the work on these issues. There's been an offer of use of the expertise from the administration. I think I have all the resources available to, you know, honestly and sincerely work on try and resolve a lot of the resource issues that have been brought up. I would prefer to do it in the context of a group that had the blessings of this committee and both bodies, and try and bring a balance of interest to that without getting to such a large group that was unwieldy and really wouldn't accomplish anything. But, you know, I just want to say up front that the work on the issues is going to continue regardless of whether we can agree on a group or not. I'm just worried about us running out of time and not resolving things. An important part of the working group, besides looking at the issues that you all set out, I think, as you mentioned, the education of the parties involved. I think that's real crucial, having as much public notice and public participation as possible, and make sure everybody's aware of what's happening, and come up with some sort of work product that this committee and the Senate Resources Committee can review next year for a further discussion and a yes or no answer to what we've come up with. I know that the proposed moratorium bill is not before this committee now, but I'd like to just say on the record that that problem or that bill in its current form, I think, has a number of problems. As other members have mentioned, there's no time certain. It includes both finfish and shellfish operations. There's no mention of a working group. There is what might be called a grandfather clause for existing shellfish operations. That's one concession, but I'm very uncomfortable with that bill in its current form, and hope we can work it out in the in the time that we have remaining, because I wouldn't be very optimistic about the chances of, not optimistic at all about the chances of passage of that bill in its current form. So I'm anxious to work it out if we can.
You know, I'm interested in a working group too, and you know, there's no intent of not having a working group. But I was going to put like that in a letter of intent, and I guess we could have put it in law, but I don't know. Anyway, Representative Davidson.
Madam Chair, I'd just like to add that I think in the matter of the state of Alaska resources that we have at this point to put into resolving some of these problems is also a big problem, because here we have a groundfish industry that's just getting going. People are out there literally taking up everything and anything without any kind of observer program, so we're losing out not only on data collection, and once you establish in managing a resource such as our fisheries, these huge data gaps, you've lost an opportunity to really manage the resource effectively. And so that's another problem, I think, that we've got to, if we're going to have the time, we've got to have the money to put into understanding what the state's best interest is in the mariculture issues. And frankly, I don't know where that money's going to come from, because we are truly stretched in managing the resource as it presently exists, and it is inadequate. It is inadequate in the management and biological aspects. It is inadequate in enforcement. And so I would hope also that the study group would address some way in which we can get some state resources to address the issue.
Yeah, I have questions of where the capital is going to come from. And if we're going to get involved, then it's the whole issue of looking at what's a priority here. Is it this, or is it our existing fishery, or those kind of things. I think we have, in our packets, we have a memo to Greg Scheibel from Collinsworth. If you haven't seen that, maybe you could look at that, and it's asking, I'll just read it. It says, thank you for the work you have been doing to research and clarify the authorities presently available to the department to permit aquaculture activities in Alaska. The recent hearings and health resources highlight the interest in this issue. The March 10th memo from Sarah McCracken to Commissioner Collinsworth indicated that there may need to be clarification from the Board of Fisheries regarding the use of the fish transport permit to govern the possession and transportation of live fish for fish farming purposes. In your opinion, can the department under the current regulation issue permits for these fish farming purposes without action by the Board of Fisheries? And with regard to that, I'd like to see the opinion if it's ever out. And also, you know, we had a lot of different people from different agencies, and I think once you get DNR, DEC, and Fish and Game all talking about fisheries resource, you have some controversy there and things going on. So what I'd like to see, the main reason I think I put the moratorium bill is to save the state heartburn from lawsuits and things like that. But I need cooperation, and I think this committee needs cooperation from the administration. Who exactly is going to be point person on this? We had Commissioner or Deputy Commissioner Williams before us giving us the governor's position, and I haven't seen him since. So I think what we need from the administration is to have somebody that's going to be their spokesperson. Could be one person from each department, I don't know what, but we're going to have that before we get this moratorium out, because I think what we're trying to do is in the best interest of the state, and I'd like to see that go forward. Is there any more comments on this, Senator Davidson?
Not to hog the table here, but I think there's another problem that I would ask those who come from sort of non-fishing areas to also consider, and this is primarily a people impact thing as well. We're talking here of dealing very seriously with people's livelihood. And I would invite urban legislators and all who have a real interest in this issue of mariculture to the different fishing communities, because that's who I have to take my marching orders from, and these are the people whose livelihoods are going to be positively or negatively impacted by this. And for the most part, it appears that, at least in my analysis of the situation, that the issue is being pushed primarily by people who have not the extensive experience in the fishing industry as we know it today. And I think that many of the fears, and we're dealing with fears and perceptions that people have about their livelihoods. And I think that it's important for you to get out and meet these people and know what their concerns are, so we can more adequately and more securely address what those concerns are. When you're talking with, there's only, the other more serious thing that you deal with is when you're talking about people's kids. And when you're dealing with people's livelihoods, you're impacting their lives in a very important way, and I think that that's also is worth mentioning.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Representative Davidson, Representative Hanley, for example, has five sons, four of whom are fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the urban legislators are not aware very much of what people's livelihoods are, and we certainly can't say that they don't care. And I think that we do have a lot of people impacted by the industry in the urban areas. In fact, I think that's one of the problems with our whole fishing industry, is that most of them are in Seattle.
Well, not, I mean, I don't know what you mean, most of who is in Seattle?
Too many outsiders in the industry.
We still have quite a few in Kodiak.
I just think all of us have a lot of fishermen in Anchorage, too.
Anything further on? I just want to mention that we have the, I don't know if I did it right, the Logan report in front of us, and for your information. Anything else to come?
Just, Madam Chair, I just wondered, in terms of the working group, you know, you mentioned that you didn't think it was appropriate in the moratorium bill that you've brought or that will be before the committee next week to mention it there, and you thought it could possibly be mentioned in legislative intent. Is there a plan for us to agree on the makeup of, or trying to to discuss the makeup of the interim working group before next Friday? I'm just worried about the craziness at the end of the session, and a lot of this is getting lost to me. But,
I think
because it does seem like people have different ideas about how large the interim working group should be, who should be represented on it, structure, those sorts of things, I guess, are all questions remaining.
Whoever else wants to be there.
Yeah. I would also bring up, Madam Chairman, if you're going to get together in a small group tomorrow, 5, I think this whole moratorium bill needs to be really looked at. I think it's scheduled for next Friday in this committee, but it's my personal observation, if we want to do something with it, we better have it up before then. And
I'm not going to discuss that tomorrow, but...
No, but I'm just lay it on the table. I mean, it may take an issue from the committee here to waive the 5-day rule or whatever we have to do, or if we get a conference committee appointed, that won't be a problem, but we ought to consider getting to it before Friday. There isn't one, though.
Well, thank you. This working group, were we also thinking of the other body as well, or...
Sometimes we have to think about them. Usually at this time of year.
I can't imagine with the time that we have left having the ability to
take a bill, hear it, put it on the floor for a vote, pass it over to the Senate, do any justice to it at all. I can't even imagine. I can't. Highly irregular. Very unusual.
In your opinion?
In my opinion.
That's an agree.
Well, I could only add, I guess, that these are very irregular times, so maybe.
Irregular times.
Just one final thing, Madam Chairman, thank you. Representative Cotton started off asking about the effects of inaction. I'm just real worried about that too. I'll be very honest with you. As I said before, I have real problems with the moratorium bill as it stands now. I think that it's possible for it to be worked out, but it's going to be very difficult in the time remaining. And I'd hate to see, you know, there not be some, you know, for your concerns not to be addressed in a bill because we've run out of time. For my concerns for an interim working group not having time to be worked out or falling through if the moratorium bill doesn't make it through, and us just going through, you know, the next 7 months of uncertainty, continuing lawsuits against the state of Alaska. I mean, I'm going to continue to work on this and make use of the expertise of the administration. But I'd hate to see the kind of polarization and emotionalization, further emotionalizing of this issue with the parties concerned. I don't know what to say beyond that. I just, I'm just not optimistic here that the session closes.
As I said earlier, you know, the moratorium bill takes some cooperation from the administration, too, and I want to see that. I mean, you know, we're going to see that by next Friday for sure, if nothing else. So, nothing further on aquaculture? At this time, I'd like to take up SJR 34, which is an interception of Alaska salmon at the high season. Entertain a motion to
Representative Sun. Madam Chairman, I'd move we pass out SJR 34, the individual recommendations.
Any objections? Hearing none. So moved.
Doesn't mean we have to believe all the statements in there, do we?
Schultz does.
Well, how many you got, Ed?
I don't know. Anything further to come before the recess committee? I guess we're meeting Saturday tomorrow. 1:30, we're taking up Senate Bill 205.
What's that?
Rail Belt Energy, House Bill 266, Document Recording, Senate Bill 94, Mineral Policy, House Bill 289, Land Management, SCR 15, Preferential Use of Alaska Wood Products. And then there's a teleconference from 4 to 5, SGR 35, Tungus Timber. Also, we'll be taking up Senate Bill 53.
No, I would just note that everybody should check the calendar. The meeting may be at 2 rather than at 1:30. I think there's some.
Oh, okay. We'll see. We'll schedule it for 1:30. If there's change, we'll let you know. Nothing further to come to all these places.
I'm impressed with the calendar.
The calendar's impressive. The action.